Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, September 13th. Tesla has now officially launched the Powerwall 3 on its website and released the specs, other than the battery chemistry that's being used. Tesla decided to retain the same energy capacity at 13.5 kilowatt hours per unit. However, the power capacity is now at 11.5 kilowatts. Tesla also confirmed that the Powerwall 3 has an integrated solar inverter that can take up to 6 solar inputs. Despite having already started installations, Tesla says that, quote, Powerwall 3 will be available to customers starting in 2024. Tesla is the most shorted stock out of all the U.S. large caps, and Elon Musk suspects that Bill Gates still has a large position against the company. Throughout the years, Tesla was often topping the list of the most shorted stocks on the NASDAQ. As the automaker became more profitable, shorts started to take losses and lose interest. However, there seems to be a resurgence. Securities lending data firm Hazeltree has announced this week that Tesla has been the most shorted large-cap stock, excluding smaller companies, in the U.S. for 3 months in a row. One of the most prominent figures betting against Tesla has been Bill Gates, in which just yesterday Musk commented on his belief on his position. Quote, Gates placed a massive bet on Tesla dying when our company was at one of its weakest moments several years ago. Such a big short position also drives a stock down for everyday investors. To the best of my knowledge, Gates still has a massive bet against Tesla on the table. Someone should ask him if he does. The lack of self-awareness and hypocrisy of Gates, who has the nerve to ask me to donate to his mostly window-dressing environmental causes while simultaneously aiming to make $500 million from Tesla's demise, boggles the mind. Now, at Electrek, we'd like to clarify that at its base level, shorting a stock can mean as little as believing that the company is overvalued. Bill Gates has not overtly been spreading misinformation about Tesla specifically, although his doubts about the efficacy of the electric semi program is getting pretty close. Now, as a public figure, one could argue that Gates' words and actions are followed more closely and should be held to a higher scrutiny. But if that's true, well, that means Elon Musk would have a lot of work to do himself. 15 Tesla vehicles were lit on fire at a car dealership in Frankfurt, Germany this week, and a radical group of environmentalists has claimed to be behind the act of arson. They released a letter on the German version of Indie Media, which is often used by radical left-wing groups for communications. Their main problem with Tesla appears to be the mining of lithium and cobalt. It may not have occurred to the vandals that burning cars has emitted more harmful chemicals into the environment than the existence of the cars themselves. Tesla will just claim the insurance money and build them again. But aside from that, they take issue with Elon Musk and his, quote, patriarchal fantasies. They think that his efforts to colonize Mars is about to create a vacation destination for the richest and not making life multiplanetary. Now, stay tuned for my brief commentary on dangerous protest methods. Hyundai is taking a page from Tesla as they plan to model a new electric vehicle production method after Tesla's gigacasting. The new process that Hyundai is calling hypercasting can significantly cut costs while boosting output. Hyundai has already filed for the hypercasting trademark with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office back on August 21st. Now, according to an exclusive report from the Korean newspaper Hankyung, Hyundai's new EV production method is, indeed, just inspired by Tesla. The process involves injecting molten aluminum alloy into a casting mold that hardens into the vehicle's frame. Now, since introduction of the method in 2020 at Tesla's Fremont factory, the EV maker has introduced it in China and Germany as well. Tesla is said to have reduced their costs by about 30% by using this method. Several automakers, including Toyota, Volkswagen, and Volvo, are looking into introducing a similar process. As a matter of fact, China's Geely has already introduced this method to build the Zeekr models, or so they say. Volkswagen's largest EV production site in Europe is at risk of losing jobs amid low demand. The Volkswagen plant in Zwickau, Germany, is where MEB-based electric cars are built, including the Volkswagen ID.3, ID.4, and ID.5. Now, although Volkswagen has yet to comment on the possible job cuts, the company's plans were leaked by the Prime Minister of Saxony, Michael Kretschmer. The report notes that it could affect a few hundred of the 11,000 employees by the end of October. However, this number is not yet confirmed. The automaker is holding a staff meeting on Thursday, where it's expected to relay the news to the workers. unless they're watching Quick Charge, and then that would be some bad news. Sorry, guys. In the latest spy images, Porsche's new Taycan Turbo GT was spotted at the Nürburgring Ring ahead of its imminent debut. No doubt the Tesla Model S Plaid rival was testing its own might. The new model is expected to be the most powerful of Porsche's Taycan offerings and is expected to be called the Taycan GT Turbo. Now, at first glance, you can tell it's no ordinary Taycan, as it has a massive rear wing for downward force, a new bumper, and new headlights. You can see several performance-focused modifications, including a sharper bumper design with bigger air intakes. Powered by three electric motors, the Porsche Taycan Turbo GT, as we think it is rumored to have around 1,000 horsepower, which is 250 more than the dual-motor Turbo S model. This would indeed put it in the same discussion as the Tesla Model S Plaid with 1,020 horsepower. The European Union launched an investigation over Chinese EV subsidies as the global markets are now flooded with cheaper electric cars. European Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen revealed the probe on Wednesday, claiming that Chinese EV makers benefited from state subsidies. The EU probe could lead to a potential tariff, which would indeed have a significant impact on the market of Chinese EV makers. Quote, global makers are now flooded with cheaper electric cars, said the EU Commission chief in her annual speech at the European Parliament. She went on to say, quote, and their prices kept artificially low by huge state subsidies. Now, according to Jado Dynamics, as reported by Reuters, the average retail price of Chinese EVs in Germany was 29% lower than the non-Chinese models, excluding incentives and discounts. Now, the probe comes as the European Union looks to avoid repeating what happened in the solar industry and also the electric bike industry when cheaper Chinese imports squeezed many manufacturers out of the market. The Biden-Harris administration announced an additional $100 million in federal funding to repair and replace any and all existing and non-operational EV chargers in the USA. Now, according to the U.S. Department of Energy's Alternative Fuels Data Center, 4.1% of public charging ports are temporarily unavailable. It seems like 40% in my experience, but we can move on. The new program will be extended to both publicly and privately owned chargers, as long as those private piles are still available to public without restriction. Applications for the new program to repair EV chargers are now open and will remain so through November 13th. Okay, it is opinion time. You know, it really verbs my noun when I see people engaging in wanton acts of destruction and then hiding behind some sort of higher cause. I am of the opinion that when people try to protest by lighting things on fire or looting or destroying, perhaps they do have some sort of angst that is caused by a system that has them feeling disenfranchised. However, putting other people's livelihoods or lives at risk to try and make a statement, I feel like is selfish at the least, and perhaps more at the worst. Thanks for listening. That's just my opinion. You can let me know what you think of people lighting Tesla cars on fire to try and save the world. Actually, they're not even saving the world. They're trying to save Mars, part of it, but also they don't like Elon Musk, and also, I don't know, it just seems a little too convenient. I think they just wanted to set something on fire, and then they're trying to get away with it. In today's community comment found on YouTube, DaDaily8851 says, you have a gift for delivering the EV news in a direct, understated, and entertaining way. I wish that you would do interviews with some of the people in the EV industry. I think that you could do a better job on the interview than the personalities who are on television today. Well, thank you, DaDaily. I certainly wouldn't mind interviewing some folks in the industry, but there are a few hurdles before we get there. One such hurdle is indeed my own talents. So far, the skills I've honed on Quick Charge are that of reading a prepared message on a teleprompter. I'm not as quick-witted or sharp in commentary when speaking off the cuff. And with that note, thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.